Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Wednesday, January 13th, 2016. Welcome, Jason Schiffo, to the studios here of Great News Radio.
Thank you very much.
Actually, it's kind of a high-octane day. You got here a little early, and we talked about some different things. And I don't know if we've featured many songs in the past 3 or so years, but we have a song actually lined up we're going to talk about. Mm-hmm. And you even mentioned it a little during your Sunday message. It's a fantastic song, very popular, and many people will love it. And we'll talk about that in just a minute. We just completed, in fact, it's at the printer now, and I'm so excited. Your hard efforts and work, along with Karen doing some of the proofing, but the 20th anniversary, you are personally invited to our extravaganza celebration on Thursday, April 7th at Lincoln Square Mall. We have a little flyer newsletter. It's going to be going out in the mail in a couple weeks to everyone that's donated to this radio ministry in this past year, because we'll be sending out those 2015 summary tax statements for everyone. So we'll enclose it in that mailing, and then I'll probably do Facebook posts and email it out to a lot of our friends. But I'm excited how you've put this together with that great photo of Dr. Erwin Lutzer, who will be our keynote speaker, Phil Shepherd of Moody Radio. He will be the MC for the evening. I'll get to host it. The Singing Men will be there, along with the Great News Radio Theater Troupe. We'll have cake and ice cream and desserts served from 6 to 6:45, and then the formal program will begin at 7 p.m. It's being held at Lincoln Square Mall, and everyone's going to need to register so we can figure out all the fixins and the cake and ice cream, and we'll have 500 gift boxes to give away to the first 500 families that register online. And just to make the arrangements with whether we set up 1,000 seats or however many, and whether we need to project it on screens and all those kind of good details. So we'll need you to stop by our website, greatnewsradio.org, and the instructions are right there, the information about getting registered. And we'll have a great event. It's April 7th. It's a Thursday night, Lincoln Square Mall in Urbana. And so thank you, Jason, for putting that together. So that'll be going out soon. But first, before we talk about In Christ Alone, because it's only in Christ where we can receive the good news message that God has offered eternal life to each and every one of us as we follow and surrender and obey the Lord's leading. But it's all because of him. It's in Christ alone. But there was an individual who had a memorial service yesterday. His name was Corwin Kingston. And it was in Christ alone that he put his faith and trust. And wow, the testimonies. You know, Jason, I've had some friends through the years that have gone to a lot of memorial services. Mm-hmm. And I just thought, why do they take their children to so many of these things? And I didn't really get it till the last few years when I went to some where the people finished so well. And it was just a testimony or a tribute to their life of following the Lord Jesus Christ faithfully, how they served their family and the community. And that's how it was with Corwin. In fact, when I left, I was so kind of filled up. And primarily the reason I was there along with 9 or 10 other singing men is Corwin, about 10 or 15 years ago, he sang with the Singing Men of GNN for about 4 years. And I remember maybe the first year or two after he started singing, he was in his maybe mid-70s at the time, he said, you know, when I go home to be with the Lord, I want the Singing Men to come and sing at my memorial service. And I kind of always laughed. I'd say, Corwin, you're going to live a long time. And sure enough, he lived to be 93. But in his last few days, he again reiterated he wanted the Singing Men of GNN to come and sing. And so Monday night, we rehearsed a few songs, In the Garden, and It Is Well with My Soul. And so we got to sing and share that during his memorial service. But the testimonies from his son, from his daughter, from his son-in-law, from his grandchildren, all echoing his faithfulness to finish well by following the Lord Jesus Christ, his love for his wife, his service to his family in the community. And it was just like, oh, Lord, if those could be the kind of words that would be said at my memorial service, I would have lived a good life. And so it was just an inspirational service as people shared and spoke. And And then, you know, you get to fellowship with his family and other friends. And so we sat around the table and had a wonderful meal after the graveside service. And so it was just a wonderful time to be with other friends and celebrate Corwin's life. So I guess I'm really getting the beauty of a Christian memorial service, if you will, because I'm sure with the many that you've done, they're not always a great home-going celebration.
You know what, they're all over the place, depending on who they were, how they lived their life, who they knew, who's in attendance at that service, what they're going to say. I mean, I've done services for Christians, I've done services for non-Christians, I've done services where the person is a Christian and a great portion of the people attending were not Christians or they were from some other faith. Really interesting times, because a funeral for me is always a great opportunity to share the gospel. People are usually, they're always pondering the end. They're always pondering that, you know, life is short, that, you know, we don't own these days. We don't know today or tomorrow might be the last day. I mean, God ordains the last breath I took and the next one that he gives to me to take. And so none of us know how much time we have left. In fact, recently I had a girl that I went to high school with, and on Facebook, she had posted that she had a prayer request. You know, a bunch of folks, hundreds of us said, you know, we're praying for you. People we went to school with 20-something, 25 years ago. So then she came back the next day or two and she said, hey, I just wanted to kind of fill you guys in. My dad has stage 4 cancer and we don't know how much longer and I'm so hurt and I'm so this and so that. And I responded back to her and I said, you know, Amy, I said, the problem here is, you know, and I was very kind, so please, I hope that nobody feels like I'm not empathetic, but I said, none of us know how much time we have left. Mm-hmm. None of us know if this is going to be our last breath or if this is going to be our last day. And what really unsettles us when we receive news like this is we're reminded of that fact. Mm-hmm. Because we do lull ourselves into this idea that I'm going to be around for a long time. And so, funerals are always a great place to say, you know, we don't know. You could leave here today and drive down the street and something could happen and you're now in this place. And so, you know, I've had really great moments of sharing the gospel during a funeral and seeing people respond.
Yeah.
You know, people who were hard-hearted or people who had never contemplated Jesus and now in this moment. So it's a great place to say, you know, it's all about Jesus. And then there is, you know, Skip, the Bear Chair Doval, was telling me he went to a funeral in Farmer City. I think this was last year. And the pastor who was doing the funeral, he said, this man in here, and I forget the guy, I don't know the guy's name, but he said, this man in the casket here was a Christian. And those of you who are not Christians and don't accept Jesus Christ, this is the last time you'll see him. Hmm. But for those of you who do accept Jesus Christ and his free gift of salvation, you will see him again. Hmm. And I thought, my gosh, what a powerful way, because you're there with the casket, to say, do you want to live eternally? Yeah. Do you want to live with Christ in eternal splendor and glory? And so I thought, wow, that's, you know, that was one where I was like, took out a notebook and wrote it down and said, I'm going to use that.
Well, it's in Christ alone that we find our hope, right?
I think that's a line of a song.
Yeah. In fact, you used it in your sermon on Sunday, and we have it lined up here. Do you want to talk about some of the lyrics or play the song and then talk about it?
Let's play the song.
Okay. This is Keith and Kristen Getty, and the song is called In Christ Alone.
In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are still and striving cease. My comforter, my all and all, here in the love of Christ I stand. Christ alone, who took all flesh, fullness of God in helpless babe, this gift of love and righteousness, scorned by the ones he came to save, till on the cross as Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied. For every sin, then bursting forth in glorious day. Up from the grave he rose again, and as he stands at victory, since Christ has lost its grip on me, for I am his and he is mine, bought with the precious blood. Till he returns or calls me home, here in the power of Christ I'll stand.
No guilt in life, no fear in death, this is the power of Christ in me.
What a great song.
Yeah.
What a great testimony. And just think about the lyrics. Think about the power in these lyrics. This is what I love, is that when you sing this song and you sing these lyrics, this is exaltation. This is pure exaltation. This is pure worship. But it's not just worship for worship. This isn't like 100 hallelujahs. This is worship that you can find and sink your theological teeth into. This is biblical. This is in the Bible. I love it. In Christ alone, my hope is found. In Christ alone, my hope is found. How many people today, maybe you today listening, you just needed to hear that. In Christ alone, my hope is found. This past weekend, we talked about 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 13, where Peter says, hope fully in the grace of God. Not hopefully, like maybe you can do it. Hopefully, like I hope I could maybe do this. He says, hope, space, fully. That means give yourself to the opportunities of hope. Give yourself to the engagement of hope. Give yourself to hoping fully in the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I love what Romans 12 says when it says, rejoice in hope, be patient in tribulation, be constant in prayer. And so we rejoice in this confident hope. And hope doesn't disappoint, because God has poured his love out through Christ Jesus. And what I love about the connection between this song, whenever I sing this, in Christ alone my hope is found, I always think about Romans 12:12, because it says, be patient in tribulation, because I can't always, in the midst of all the things happening, that derails my hope. It pulls me away from hope. And yet it says that Jesus himself in John 16:33 says, I've said these things to you that you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world. You know, if you take Romans 12:12 and then you take John 16:33 and you put them together, that forms the basis of the first line of this song, that in Christ alone, yes, there will be tribulation, but in Christ alone, because he has overcome the world, my hope is found. And because that truth, because that is true for you, because that is there, then you can say, he is my light, he is my strength, he is my song. See, the first line of this song is the truth, and the second line is the worship that comes out of the truth. In Christ alone, my hope is found. In the midst of all kinds of crazy, I can hope fully on my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because he is my light and he is my strength and he is my song. Which means that in the darkest of your days, friend, he lights it. In the places that where you feel the weakest, he is your strength. And in times when you cannot even bring yourself to hum a tune, he is your song. He's always your light and your strength and your song.
And I'm thinking, or at least he should be, because sometimes we forget that. He is.
He is.
But we need to access that power, or that authority, or that love.
Yeah, totally. And it says this. So then again, we come back to the truth. So this song kind of trades off a truth and then kind of this exaltation out of the truth. So in Christ alone, my hope is found. Yes, because he is my light, my strength, my song. And then it says this cornerstone, this solid ground. And if we go back to Job chapter 38, when God comes out of the whirlwind, out of the darkness, and he says, who is this who darkens my counsel with words without knowledge? Dress for action like a man. I will question you and you will make it known to me. And God says, where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth? This is a point where he says, where I laid the foundations of the earth. God says, I laid the patterns and the process. I laid the foundation of the earth. And where were you? Tell me if you have understanding. Who determined its measurement? Surely you know. Who stretched out the line upon it? On what were its bases sunk? And who laid its cornerstone? Mm-hmm. When the morning stars sang together and all the sons of God shouted for joy. When God laid the cornerstone. Now, many of us would read this passage and we say, what is the cornerstone? What is God talking about? What is this cornerstone that he's talking about? Well, it tells us in Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 20. It says, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone.
Mm.
Christ Jesus was the cornerstone that the foundations of the world were laid upon, that he was the Logos, the Word, the truth. You know what the cornerstone is? It's the stone, the first stone they put in the house to make sure the house is straight. So God laid the cornerstone that would allow our lives to have a straightness, have a plumb north. Jesus is the only thing that will make our lives straight and good and right. And upon him is everything else that God is building and that God has built. And so you have that truth. And then out of that truth, knowing that, firm through the fiercest droughts and storms. So when you know that you have got a cornerstone, no matter how the winds may blow against your house, it will be held straight because of Jesus Christ. No matter how things may come and what may happen, you have firm ground. I love that. What is the hymn? On the solid rock I stand, all other ground is shifting.
I was thinking
sand.
Of that parable too, you know, with the shifting sand.
Yeah, and think about the parable in terms of that. It says that you had a man who built his house on sand, and what? The wind and the waves and the rain came. And then you had a man who built his house on rock, and what happened? The winds and the waves and the rain came. Mm-hmm. And so what's interesting about that parable is the same exact storms come to both men, but where did they build their house? Mm-hmm. Friend, where have you built your house? Have you built your house on a place that is the cornerstone and the solid ground that will stand fierce through the fiercest droughts and storm? Because if you do, then you get to go to the next verse where you say, what heights of love and what depths of peace? Because you will not know the height of love until you've experienced through God, who is the author and perfecter of our faith and our love. Who God who loved first, therefore we can love. God who loved in a capacity that we can't even understand. He gave his one and only begotten Son that you might know his great love. The heights of love. And out of the heights of love, when you know who Jesus Christ is, the depths of peace.
Mm-hmm.
And peace is not the absence of storm. Peace is not the absence of war. Peace is peace in the middle of all of that. Peace is in the middle of everything else is falling apart. And because you know that Christ is your future and the meditations of your heart and your mind are upon him, it doesn't matter what is happening. You have a depth of peace which transcends all of the other noise. And because of that, well, when fears are stilled and striving cease, my comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand. Mm. You know, when I read that, it makes me think about Luther, who during the Protestant Reformation was taking a stand against indulgences and those things within the Catholic Church, and he gave this great speech, and he said, unless I'm convicted by Scripture and plain reason, and by the way, they were going to martyr him out of this, unless I'm convicted by Scripture and plain reason, I do not accept the authority of the popes and the councils, for they have contradicted each other. My conscience is captive by the Word of God. Mm. I cannot and will not recant anything, for to go against the conscience is neither right nor safe. God help me. Amen. And then he said, here I stand. I can do no less.
Mm.
And I just love that because that for me, that encompasses how I feel here in the love of Christ. I cannot in good conscience move from the love of Christ once I have known it. I am held captive by the love of Christ. No malice can stand against God's mercy evident in the love of Christ. And so here I stand. I do nothing else. And then Luther closed by saying, he said, God help me. Amen. And God, when you know his great love, You know the depths and the heights of his help. His help through Jesus Christ helps you through your sin, helps you through all the things that you face, the old man you used to be. God's help is most evident in the person and work of Jesus Christ.
I'm just going to close out with another portion of the song. It's just such a popular one by Keith and Kristen Getty, and not just because it's a popular one, but because it's biblically based. And I think you had said that they meet up with like a professor or faculty member and see what does the church need, what is doctrinally sound, what are
they have taken quite a bit of flack because they have the line in here, and it's so wonderful. Till on that cross, as Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied. Because they're willing to say, listen, Jesus absorbed everything. The most perfect man ever, sinless in his nature, took all the sin, past, present, and future, of all mankind upon him. Of the most wicked and heinous people, the most perfect man ever did that. And he did it because, oh, what heights of love and depths of peace. And when those two meet in the face of Christ, glory. And so, friend, if you don't know who Jesus Christ is, maybe today their first step is going to be to hum and listen and sing with this song. Let it pierce your heart. Let it get down deep in there, near your doubts, near the things you wrestle with and you wonder about. Let it overcome you. Let it take you. And let Christ be your all in all.
And all of God's people said, amen. Here's Keith and Kristen Getty in Christ Alone. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Pastor Jason Schiffo with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you and have a great day and night.
In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought. Storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are still, when striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, here